You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena. Gina, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. It's good to hear that you're well. I've been reading lots of books on my week off. Lots of your recommendations, actually, so thank you very much for that. But I've actually hit the bottom of the pile, so very excited to hear what we're talking about this morning.
You're ready for more. But first of all, what's been your favourite that you read last week?
I loved The Librarianist by Patrick DeWitt.
I'm so glad.
So much enjoyed that one. Particularly picked it up on your recommendation. And I also was intrigued to see that he dedicated the book to David Berman. I presume they must have been friends or something, but it made a lot of sense for the way the writing kind of flowed. It felt like a David Berman song a little bit or something. So I loved that one. That was my favourite read of the week, I think.
Oh, that makes me so happy, Rachel.
Well, thanks for the rec. What are we talking about this morning?
I've got a collection of essays by Irene Beautrey. She's a Whanganui-based author and poet and most well known for, I would say, she was the winner of the Acorn Prize for Fiction 2021 for her collection of short stories, Bug Week. I've just totally lost my train of thought. She's a author, and she's been a science teacher and a dance teacher as well.
Cool combo.
This is a collection of essays that take a seed such as TLC's No Scrubs and then looks at scrubs in 18th century or 19th century literature, starting with Austen, or like George Eliot's Middlemarch, and then delves into being brought up as a converted Quaker, or looking at Eastern religion and then how that links to Star Wars. So this is one of those great collections where the research leads to something else.
Yes.
And in most cases, she brings it back to herself, just feeding these really intimate moments of a lived experience with relationships, motherhood, beauty, consumerism, activism. And this is the type of essay writing I love, mostly because I'm super nosy and I appreciate the opportunity to have a person reveal themselves to me, and I find this is what she does in this collection.
Oh, it sounds
very
lovely.
Honest and open. There's a lot of themes of femininity throughout the collection, and I think that's one thing that stands out really strong that links everything together, despite the various themes. You know, being observed as a teenager by others, the balance of being a mother and working and being a creative and where you give that time, and also reclaiming her sexuality after an assault, and there's a lot of memory throughout this as well, so snapshots of childhood of the 80s and 90s and being a young person in the 2000s and activist communities makes for great reading. So it's a collection that catches much research and revelation, and I think many people readers would recognize themselves in Beautrey's writing. And it also features a great soundtrack, which aids the visceral touchstones of this collection, you know, obviously being No Scrubs, but a lot more as well.
I love the idea of looking at scrubs in literature, and particularly there's a lot of scrubs in Austen. There's definitely some scrub dudes in there, so I'd be very intrigued to read that one. My nerdy teenage self would be into that in a big way.
Definitely. So I think this is a great read. It's a great it's really interesting to, you know, I think so many people read Bug Week after it won the Occam, and then seeing a different skill set and a different type of writing from the author is really exciting as well and intriguing. I mean, I'm always mesmerized by writers anyways because I don't know how they do it. So this is another one to add to your reading pile, I'm sure.
Yay, that's awesome. So remind us of the name and the author again, Jenna.
The beautiful title of The Beautiful Afternoon, which links to a great named after one of the essays in the collection, by Irene Beautrey. This is published by Te Herenga Waka Press, and it's on the shelf now at Time Out. It's $38.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Jenna. Have a great morning, and we will talk to you again very soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.